there's such a close relationship between worship and prayer. I think many times our worship songs are just our prayers put to music. We don't know what to pray, but a song just gives us something that expresses the desire of our heart. And so we've been singing these songs to God, singing these prayers to God, and I want us just to enter into a season of just praying these songs then back to the Lord. Would you do that with me just for a moment right where you are? Could you just come back to the heart of worship for a moment? I don't know what you brought with you to this hour, but would you just lay it aside and say, God, I'm coming back to let my eyes be fixed upon you. The heart of worship is I don't come to church to get something. I come to church to give something. That's the heart of worship. I didn't come to get something tonight. God, I came to give you something tonight, and I came to give you praise and worship. So would you do that right now? It's all about you, Jesus. Just in your heart, tell him that he's good, that he's big, that he's faithful, whatever those things are. Fix your eyes on him. The bigger your God is, the bolder your prayers can be. Saying, I will exalt you. I will exalt you. And part of what we sang was, you are my hiding place, my safe refuge. Do you need Jesus to be a hiding place and a safe refuge for you right now? Place where you're free to just be you and not act like you've got it all together. A safe place for you to say the things that you can't tell anybody else. He's your friend, he's your king, he's the anointed one, and he's with you, you sang. So I won't fear. God, you're with me. Would you claim that right now? God, you're with me. Whatever you're going through, you're with me, God. You're with me. No matter what the lawyer said, you're with me. No matter what the doctor said, you're with me. No matter what the professor or the teacher said, you're with me. No matter what my spouse said, you're with me. No matter what my ex-boyfriend or girlfriend said, you're with me. And I will not fear. That's who you are, God. The Lord with us. He's the same God. That's what you're saying. He's the same God. Same God who made a promise to Jacob, who was a hot mess, y'all. You think you're a hot mess? Jacob was a hot mess. Jacob messed up more ways than you can count. And yet God's covenant faithfulness never left him. Would you claim that right now? Would you come back to the same covenant-keeping God who loves you, who forgives you to 1,000 generations? Just praise him for his grace, for his mercy. Claim the faithfulness and the power of God who is with you. We told him he was healer and the one who hears our prayers and answers our prayers and providing then, providing now, saving then, saving now. What do you need him to be right now? Same God. Call on him. Ask him. Some of you have been praying over the last 28 days and God's answered your P28. Have you stopped to say thank you today? Your breakthrough came, your healing came. God answered you and met you. Would you be like that one leper who came back to Jesus? And would you just say, "You did it, Jesus. You did it, God. You did it. You answered me. God, thank you, thank you, thank you." Look back over your life and know that you're standing right where you're standing right now because of the faithfulness of God to you. Thank you, God. Thank you, God, for faithfulness. For some of us, our P28 hasn't been answered yet. You thought by now it would be. But it looks like you're going to have to make another trip around the wall, right? Do you trust him? If God is saying to you, "I want you to pray through. I want you to trust me. I want you to pray through. I want you to wait on my perfect timing, counting on my perfect faithfulness," would you continue to pray? Would you keep on praying? I know Joshua and those children of Israel had to think God was crazy walking around that wall 6 days in a row, 7 times on the last day. What good is that doing? Until it did all the good, right? Would you pray through right now? This is a very powerful declaration you can make to God in your spirit right now. And it's this: God, I trust you. I don't understand, but I trust you. God, I don't like it, but I trust you. God, I don't want it, but I trust you. God, we believe, but help us in our unbelief in this moment. God, help us to trust in you, to trust in your faithfulness. Come on, songs are just prayers put to music. They're declarations that give us words to say when we don't know what to say sometimes. And so right now, would you just begin to let this be your prayer? I trust you, God. I trust you, God. I trust in you, God. I trust in you, God. Let that be your prayer. Let that be your song.
Blessed assurance. God, give us faith to believe that tonight. Thank you that you hear us and you respond. Thank you, Jesus. Sing this one. I sought the Lord.
Oh, and I sought the Lord, and he heard and he answered. I sought the Lord. And he heard. And that's why I trust him. That's why I trust him. I sought the Lord, and he heard and he answered. I sought the Lord.
Faith tonight. Stir up faith in us, God. Our hope is in you alone. Psalm 33, verse 22. Let your unfailing love surround us, Lord. For our hope is in you alone. And even in the waiting, we choose worship. We choose you, God.
Waiting here for you. With our hands lifted high in praise.
Come on, do praise.
It is you we adore.
For just a second, but can we just wait on the Lord for a moment? What do you mean, wait on the Lord? I mean, just be still. Set your mind on God and what you've been singing to Him. I trust you, God. I sought the Lord. He heard. He answered. I trust Him. Would you seek Him right now? Just wait. Just be still. You don't want an answer. You want God. God saying something to you? Something powerful about a person who has learned to pray and to praise, to praise and to pray. this is really what God desires from you and from me. This is not about having a night of worship. This is about us becoming a particular kind of people. Listen, students, it's about you becoming a particular kind of girl or guy. The kind who, no matter what life throws at you, you praise and you pray and you pray and you praise. You exalt God and you trust God and you seek God and you tell Him what you need. You pour out your heart to God and you wait and you trust. And there's another component of that kind of person you're becoming, and that's one who proclaims or who stands on God's word. If you become the kind of person who praises and prays and proclaims God's word. Come on, there's a marriage, there's a power whenever you're a worshiper who talks to God and stands on that word. This is your life. This is the kind of man He's asking you to be. Attuned to His Spirit, standing on His promises, praying and believing for the impossible, and praising until it's done, and sometimes praising so it will be done. One of the earliest songs I learned as a child was "Jesus Loves Me, This I Know, for the Bible Tells Me So." Little ones to Him belong, they are, you remember what it says? They are weak, but He is strong. And that's really what I want to talk with you about tonight, just for a moment, as we pray God's word. We're going to hear God's word, we're going to pray God's word back to Him. Maybe you feel really, really weak right now. And here's what God wants you to hear: I'm strong. They are weak, but He is strong. One of the names that Jesus, that God reveals Himself to you and me as in the scripture, is Yahweh Sabaoth. That's the Hebrew. We would say the Lord of hosts. The Lord of hosts. The Lord of the multitude. The multitude of what? Well, depending on where you're reading about the Lord of hosts, it can be the hosts of heaven, so the sun, the moon, the stars, the planets, and everything in the universe. He says, I'm Lord of that. Sometimes it talks about the armies of Israel, who oftentimes were overmatched, outnumbered, under-resourced, and yet they would say, but the Lord of hosts is with us, and it was always enough. When God was with them, they always overcame. But more often than not, that word, that name, Lord of hosts, refers to the hosts of heaven, the angels. That God is the Lord of a host of angelic warriors. Remember in 2 Kings, whenever Elisha woke up one morning, he was surrounded by the army of Aram, and his servant was freaking out. And Elisha says, chill, bro, there's more of us than there are them. And the servant's like, one, two, me and you, that's it, bro. We're dead meat. And Elisha prays for him, God, open up his eyes so he can see what's real. Do y'all remember this story? Come on, church, you know, whenever the man had his eyes open to see in the spirit realm, the mountain was full of horses and chariots of fire. The angels of God were gonna protect God's servants. Jesus in the New Testament said, now when the Son of Man comes, He's gonna come with His, in the glory of His Father, with His angels. And somehow Peter let that go in one ear and out the other. Y'all know what I'm talking about? It happens to us, doesn't it? And so in the Garden of Gethsemane, when Judas comes as the betrayer and Peter is in his feels, and he's already said, everybody else may deny, but I'm not. And I'm sure he was broke off at Judas, mad and determined, so he pulls out a sword and tries to chop a guy's head off. Y'all remember that? But Peter's a fisherman, not a military man, and so he misses the guy's head and nicks his ear, and Jesus says this. He heals the man's ear, but He says to Peter, If you live by the sword, you're going to die by the sword. Do you not think I could call my Father right now and have 12 legions of angels? Now, a legion would be 6,000 soldiers. So he's saying, in a sense, I could call 72,000 angels to be here. That's a big force. But the number 12 in the Bible talks about a perfect government. What he's saying is, I have perfect dominion here, Peter. You need to calm down. This is not how we fight our battles. We're not fighting with weapons of flesh. I am the Lord of hosts. I can handle this. That's what he's saying. Now, when you look at when this title was first used, he's the Lord of hosts. He's the Lord who can handle it. He's the God who's going to fight your battles for you. First time that title, that name is ever revealed is in the book of 1 Samuel chapter 1, where there's a woman who can't have a baby. God has closed her womb. Her name is Hannah. And Hannah calls out to the Lord of hosts. And she says, God, Lord of hosts, would you see my affliction? Would you see my pain? My body is not cooperating, God. I've done everything I know to do. And my dream's not happening. My healing's not here. And so I'm calling on the Lord of hosts to fight this battle for me. If you know the story, God heard her prayer and he answers. Because she said, God, if you give me a baby, I'll give him back to you. Maybe that's what God was waiting on for her to surrender. But God showed up and he gave her a baby and she named him Samuel. You know what that name means? God heard me. Because I sought the Lord and he heard and he answered. And so right where you are right now, could I just invite you to pray to the Lord of hosts? Maybe you're in a place where you're saying, God, my body's not cooperating. I need a healing. I need sanity. I need sobriety. And Lord of hosts, I'm asking you to fight this battle for me. I'm seeking you, God. I'm seeking you with surrender. I'm seeking you, God. Hannah says, God, hear, see my affliction, my pain, my frustration, God. I'm so frustrated. I'm embarrassed. I'm humiliated. Lord of hosts, I seek you. Hear my cry, God. Lord of hosts, hear my cry. Fight my battle. A little later on in the book of Samuel, a guy named David is facing a giant named Goliath. And they're fighting down in a valley, supposed to, and David goes out, y'all know the story, he goes and Goliath, this 9 foot, nearly 10 foot tall guy, looks at this little kid who's coming at him and goes, what am I, a dog? You're coming at me with sticks and stones. And this is what David says. You come at me with a spear and a sword and a javelin, but I'm coming at you in the name of the Lord of hosts, the God of the army of Israel. You see, the size of the giant did not matter. What mattered was the size of David's God. And here's what you need to know. The reason they were fighting in the valley is because the Philistines had been beaten by the Israelites on the mountain, and they thought, well, their God's the God of the mountains. If we can get him down in the valley, then we can beat him because their God won't be there. Remember what you learned Sunday? There's power behind the power, and they know it. And so they're trying to get away from the power behind David, and David's like, ain't gonna happen. My God's the Lord of hosts. Go wherever you want to in this universe. He commands angel armies. He's going to fight my battle. So would you just invite the Lord of hosts to fight your battle right now? Come on, what's your giant? Just in prayer, would you lift it up to God? What's your giant? What person? What impossibility? What task? What assignment have you been given and you're like, I don't want to do this? Remember what Paul said, we don't fight with weapons of flesh. We come with spiritual weapons. Call on the Lord of hosts. Your job is to pray. God's job is to fight. So would you just say, Lord of hosts, would you take over this battle? Take over work, take over school, take over my weakness. Lord of hosts, fight my battles. This is how I fight my battles, on my knees. Come on, stand on God's word. This is who God is, Lord of hosts, child. I am weak, but he is strong. Psalm 46. You'll know one verse out of Psalm 46 in just a minute when I tell it to you. But the psalm starts this way. If the world started falling apart and the mountains started falling into the sea and chaos was everywhere and war was everywhere and we didn't know which way was up, Psalm 46 says we could call on the Lord of hosts. And the Lord of hosts says to you, be still and know that I am God. That's the context of Psalm 46:10. Be still and know that I'm God. I'm the Lord of hosts. I'm going to fight for you. So right now, in the midst of your chaos, whatever that is that's got you stirred up, whatever that drama is, anybody got drama out there? Anybody got worries and fears? Would you call on the Lord of hosts and say, God, I'm just going to be still. I don't have to take revenge. I don't have to give him a piece of my mind. I don't have to manipulate, operate, coerce. Holy Spirit, Lord of hosts, fight for me. You pray, God fights. You be still and trust him to be who he is, Lord of hosts. Last time that I'll give you that this word is used, this title, Lord of hosts, is used. It's used in Isaiah and Jeremiah, Zechariah, Haggai, Malachi. A lot of the prophets who prophesied while the children of Israel were scattered because of their foolish disobedience to God. Most of the 260 plus times Lord of hosts is used, it's used in those prophetic books where the people of God are scattered everywhere and they're wondering who could ever bring wayward people back home to God's promises. And all the prophets say, the Lord of hosts does that. The Lord of hosts brings the wayward home. And so in prayer right now, would you just speak the name Lord of hosts over that prodigal that you know of? Your friend who's way far from God, you're worried about him, just declare, Lord of hosts, would you turn their heart? God, I'm gonna pray, you're gonna fight the spiritual battle for their heart right now. Come on, for your son or daughter, your mom or your dad, would you declare, you're the Lord of hosts. Fight for the one who is far from you, God, and bring them home. Name their name. And if they're in Maine or Miami or Washington State or Arizona or anywhere in between, just say, God, you're there. You may not even know where they are, but you can know that he is the God who is there, and just declare you're the Lord of hosts. And right now, God, would you fight for my friend? And just name their name. Name their name before the Lord of hosts. This is spiritual warfare. This is how we fight our battles, on our knees. We pray, God works. we seek, God hears, God answers, we praise. This is how we, Pine Lake family, fight our battles: prayer and praise and the promises of God in His Word. This is who you are. Lord, this is how we fight our battles. Come on, would you fight right now? Lift up your P28 once again. This is how I fight my battles. This is how I fight my battles. On my knees, hands lifted high, I pray. You work, God. I praise. You inhabit the praise of your child. I believe. You deliver. This is how I fight my battles.